Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Coach, spiritual coach, and relationship coach, and this is Truthful Tuesday, where I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. All right, so, and we've been talking, for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about relationships and cheating in relationships, and I gotta tell you, it's been so awakening. The information has been fantastic, the responses have been great. What I want from you this week is to continue to ask your questions, continue to dialogue with me. However I can help set you free, help get you healing, and help begin to enlighten you on this particular area to help somebody in the relationship, I want to do it. So I'm pretty excited about it. My wife is with me tonight, and she'll be joining in a little bit later on. Guys, I just want to start out like normal way. I start out by reminding you that you can always go to my website, Zeke Bolden, that's ZekeBolden, ZekeBolden.com. You can always book a free session with me. You can take a look at some of the content that I have there. You can go to my Facebook, which is also Zeke Bolden, which is my personal. However, the business where all the videos are on ZB2 Life Coaching. You'll see a link from my personal site to my web, to my Facebook. And there you'll find a lot of information about relationships, about life, about spirituality. Whatever your cup of tea is, we're talking about it. So thank you again for joining me tonight. Thank you for being such an integral part of my business, my life, as I try my best to bless you and yours. So we will get started here in just a few more minutes.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Welcome back. All right, we're going to go ahead and jump right into what we've been talking about. Feel free to call in at your leisure. Feel free to ask any questions that you like. The call-in telephone number is 516-387-1748. Again, that's area code 516-387-1748. Okay, so we've been talking about relationship and people cheating, And I tell you, it is one of those areas where when it happens to you, if it happens to you, it hurts real, real bad. It is one of those areas where you don't easily recover from. As a matter of fact, it's been deal breakers for most people in their relationships, whether they're dating, husband and wife. Infidelity is nothing to play with. And so, which brings me to my very first point, which is, the reasons behind people cheat in their relationships. And one reason is they don't see it like cheating. They don't really you know, recognize it as being completely wrong. And that's because what's happening in our society, what's happening in the way people are raised and the influences that they have, they do not see it as being wrong like they're supposed to. They're supposed to have a side chick. No, you're not supposed to have a side chick. You're not. And we talked a little bit about that last week, that you're not supposed to have a side chick, and you're not supposed to, you know, get a threesome for your birthday gift from your girlfriend or for your wife. No, none of that. That doesn't work. That doesn't happen. That's not supposed to happen. And so, and when we see it through video, when we see it in the media, people think that that's normal, or it begins to weigh on our mindset to say, hey, I'm a good person. Cheating's bad, but I'm a good person. No, if you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're done wrong, you're done wrong. So all of that is very, very important that we understand, is that people will think, number one, the reason why they cheat is because they don't see it cheating. They see it like it's normal, and it's not normal. Let me say it again. It is not normal. And please, ladies and gentlemen, do not fall for the excuse of, I don't love them, I love you. No, it's wrong all the way around, and you cannot just simply get a pass by saying, I love you more, or I love you and I don't love him. That was just something I did on the side. No, people's lives are at stake, man. Their future, and it hurts, and it's powerful, and it's impactful when you cheat or do wrong. So let's not fall into that, you know, that weak area of excuse of saying, I love you more, I didn't love them, it was just something I did. Girl, you know how these girls are. You know how these guys. Nah, it doesn't work that way, okay? All right, so number two, another reason why specifically, now, I got to speak from a male standpoint. I can't speak from a female standpoint on number two. But number two, the second reason why people cheat is that they have an addiction. Let me say that again. They have an addiction. Men, let me tell you, listen to me very carefully, my brothers. We are more addicted to sex than a lot of us think. And I was one of those guys. I went through something very, very powerful and very, very meaningful in my life, something that shaped who I was. Early stage of my life of molestation and trying to recover from that, trying to prove my masculinity, I found that I was addicted to sex. Now, I didn't know I was addicted to sex till later on in life until basically I was an adult, you know, thinking that I had to have sex and thought it was about proving my masculinity. But I got to a point where sex was a big issue for me, and the more I had it, the more it seemed like it was right, when in actuality it was wrong. So I did a lot of cheating, a lot of bad things earlier in my life, but that's something you got to take a look at, because sex addiction is a powerful thing, and it not only hurts other people, but it destroys you as a person as well. So as a matter of fact, once I got married, it almost ripped my marriage apart. And the reason for that was I was trying to expect my wife to be, you know, three or four women all rolled into one, because I put the pressure on her so much to perform. And it wasn't so much that I was administering love or support, I wanted to make love. It was an addiction that it was a bit much. And there are so many other things that are associated with sex addiction. There are so many more things associated with sex addiction. What ends up happening is you end up seeking it through pornography, through videos, through so many more avenues, phone sex, that before you know it, you got to get that fixed somehow, and it leads you down a road of destruction. So it's important that you recognize whether or not you have an addiction to sex. And for the sake of time, I can't go through all those signs and symptoms. However, you can contact me via Facebook, my website, Twitter, text, email, and we can get a chance to talk about it. Okay? All right. So the third reason why people cheat is that they find other people, and we talked about this. They find other people very, very desirable, and they think, and people find them desirable. And even though they're committed to one person, they find themselves not having the discipline and the strength to not go to that other person. And guys, specifically ladies, you do this a whole lot, that you're thinking that you're not as sexy as you used to be because you've gotten older, you've had a baby, you don't have that same hourglass figure that you used to have. So you test it sometimes. You test the water. Matter of fact, let me just ask right quick. Ladies and gentlemen, my wife is here with me tonight. I thank God for her. And I'm saying that Sriha, I'm saying that women, you know, the older you guys get, you've had babies, you want to see, do you still have it? And sometimes you play kind of with fire when you shouldn't. What are your thoughts about that?
I mean, it's very tricky because once we have babies and or are older in life, things change within our body.
Right.
Even things change within our mindset about relationship, about men, about sex, and we deal with our own issues as far as those things that may be going on in our body. So there's a lot of hormones and imbalances going on. So sometimes those things that we're not strong and disciplined and controlled, and then too, it's where your heart is, that's where you'll follow. So if we're not controlling discipline in a lot of areas, we find ourselves sometimes doing things not necessarily that we're setting out to do, we wind up doing
it. Because you're playing with fire.
Wind up doing them or playing with fire or not meaning to do one thing, but next thing you know, one thing went to another and we ask ourselves, how did we get here?
How about sex appeal? How about the older you get, you know, you're in your 40s right now. Do you sometimes feel like, you know what, do I still have it? Or you see someone who's attractive and you're attracted to them. And I know I'm putting you on the spot as my wife, but I'll answer truly from a male standpoint is that sometimes we want to know, do I still have it? Especially if we had it, you know, at one time, we'll test the waters. We'll give somebody a compliment just to see their response. So how about women? Do you guys do that as well?
Yeah, I mean, we all like compliments, and we like people to pay attention to us, to notice us, that type of thing. So, yeah, of course women like to do that. When we're in our 20s, early teens, I mean, latter teens and 20s, of course we feel like we're everything, and everything just falls into our hands. But the older you get through life, with life experiences, whether I've been married before, divorced, whether I've had kids and they've grown up and gone out of the house, or whether I'm in a long-term relationship with someone or been married for 30 years or 5 years, we all want that. We all still want that. And sometimes when you're in a relationship, it gets mundane and it gets repetitive, or it gets stale to the point where we don't receive that from our mate. So everybody, male or female, I believe, still wants to know, do they have it? Still want that attention. It feels good when it's coming from somebody, not necessarily from your own person that you're with. Sometimes it feels good to get a compliment from a man while you're in the store, or even from a female in the store, just to build confidence and encourage and that type of thing. But you have to be careful, because some people seek it out in the way that can be dangerous.
Yeah, I agree. And one of the thank you so very much for being in the chat room. And one of the comments in the chat room says that the value of women, it goes down with time. Do you believe that the value of women as let me use myself as an example? And I hear people ask me this question all the time, and not women, but men ask me this question. My wife and I, we've been together for over 30 years. We've been married for 27, and they ask me, Zeke, how can you stay with one woman, man, for 27 years? You know, does it get boring? I mean, this, you've done everything you can do in the sexual area. What is the deal? I know that, you know, you desire something else. You could do something else, especially now that your wife's old and you see all this new stuff. And I'm like, well, not necessarily. Well, again, I want to bring my wife in. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to do that. You can hit me up in the chat room, or you can press 1 on your keyboard, on your phone, to indicate that you want to chime in. But I'm curious to know for you, babe, and I'm going to answer for me, but tell me, 27 years of being together, does it get old? Have we gotten old? Has sex gotten old? Do you desire, what happens with that?
It's hard to answer in the time that we have, but I can say this for the ones that can't believe people can be together for a long period of time, for the ones that think people, it gets old when somebody's with somebody for a long period of time, that's not true. Sometimes they have to check their motives and their mindset on what they're thinking, because some people, the way the world is today, sometimes some people cheat because of the company that they keep. They're with their boys and all the boys cheat. So you're with your boys and now you're becoming a cheater just like they are, or with your girls, or whatever the thing is. And then when you see a relationship that has been lasting and has been together for a while because of the lifestyle of other people, or because of the lifestyle of other people that they know, they find that it's just so impossible to still be with the same person for that long period of time, because they've either been in a marriage 5 years, been in a relationship 2 years, been in and out of that one, in and out of that one, in and out of this one, whereas this couple has been solid and steady. But I'll answer your question by saying, in any relationship, the fire can go out. It can get bland, it can get dull, it can get stale. Whether you're married 27 years or whether you've been in a marriage or a relationship 5 years, it's according to the person and how much they love the person that they're with. Because whether it gets stale or whether it gets old or whatever word you want to put on it, we're procreative. We can recreate anything and make that thing fresh and new. So it's just all in the mindset of the person that's there. The fire in our relationship has went out several times.
We
saw it and we acknowledged it and we did what it took to get it back where it was, and it was back immediately. And so we ignited the fire and it was stronger than the first flame. So it's just the mindset of the people. If you have a mindset to cheat and be with 2 and 3 and 4 girls because it's a variety of 2 or 3 and 4 guys, because it's a variety, he's bigger, he's stronger, he's nicer, he's sweeter, he does this or whatever, it's your choice. But having someone that's been in a long-lasting relationship for a long period of time, there's stability, there's a surety there's security there, and so many other benefits that would outbeat or outweigh anybody that want to play that game of cheating around and playing around.
Okay, all right, excellent. Well, thank God I have, again, I have another caller on the line who wants to chime in, and let's give them an opportunity to hear what their thoughts are. All right, caller, you're live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've called before, Stanley. I'm the person in the chat room.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you? Great show, like usual, and everything. Congratulations for your show. The thing I would say, first of all, when it comes to the whole thing, monogamous, I have to say, is that I feel a lot of people, the only reason they're monogamous is they truly believe that that's the only way I'll have a partner. They're not monogamous because they went to get the best partner in their life. They basically say, you know what, I'm going to be with this person for the rest of my life, be with that person, because I don't want to work of finding a great person. And after a while, they get tired of dating, so they say, well, let me just stay with that person.
Interesting. Hey, you know, it's funny you said that, because there is a lot of truth to that. Listen, I'm curious to know, ladies and gentlemen, those of you on the line, thank you so very much, caller. I really, really appreciate that. I got to agree with you that there are some people who stay monogamous because they feel like, you know what, man, I want to be with somebody. I finally found somebody, you know. The other person, and they spend the rest of their time looking and wondering if this is the right person or not. Then they find themselves not with the right person, and they cheat. So I agree. I agree with you 100%. However, I also want to say that I can only speak from myself. Hold on 1 second. What I need for you to do is press 1 again. It'll take off the indication that you want to share something. Then if you like to share something again, press it again to let me know that so I can see it go off and on for the last caller. But speaking from my own experience, you know, man, it's a little bit different because the moment that I saw my wife, she wasn't my wife at the time, but the moment I saw her, and I had dated so many other women, and you would think, man, you met her when you were 16. Well, you got to know my lifestyle. You got to know where I came from. You got to know where I came up at and what I did. And so when I finally got with her, it's like she met all of my needs, all of my needs. Now, let me say this. Did I cheat on her when we were dating? Absolutely, I did. I did cheat. And I cheated because my life was jacked up. I was, number one, I was greedy. Number two, I was trying to deal with some mental issues, some emotional issues of masculinity. And so there are some reasons why I did what I did. But I got to be honest with you, I am not in no way disappointed at all with the choice that I made. We have been together now for, 27 years. And here's the beautiful thing about it. And so this is going to pull us off subject just a little bit, but here's the beautiful thing about it. My wife and I, when we first got together, I was this street dude who lived this promiscuous life, and she was, if you will, a homebody that didn't live like that. So my wife hadn't had many positive experiences in the areas of sex and love. And so you got your boy Zeke, who got 2 girls pregnant already, you know, and have had multiple sex partners and been involved in orgies and had all this stuff, and she didn't have it. So now when I meet her and I want her to perform or to do certain things, she's like, oh, no way. I'm not going to do that. You know, and I'm like, what is wrong with this chick? Where has she been? She doesn't really know what's going on. But with that said, man, we grew to love and respect each other to a point where it was almost as if, and please, this is, don't take any offense to this, but it was like the teacher and the student. And we grew and grew and grew and grew. And the more we were together, the more we've been together, we've evolved in our relationship. And it made it more exciting for me. It made it more exciting for her, and she has kind of blossomed. Now she's just a little maniac, you know. Now that freak that was hidden has come out, and so that's a beautiful thing. And so it's lovely for me. And so my experience for the last caller has been positive. But I gotta agree with you because I've met so many other people that monogamy was a bad thing for them. It didn't work for them. They just settled. And so as we go through these shows, the next show is going to talk about some of that. But, you know, it's important that we understand if you find yourself in a dead relationship or a disappointing relationship, you're going to find yourself cheating, which brings us up to number 4, disappointment. People cheat because they are disappointed in the choices that they made. They're disappointed in their relationship. I think I missed you. You can click back in. Let me know that you want to say something, and I'll open back up for you. Looks like somebody. There we go. Okay. Well, great. Think about. Okay, you're live. Go ahead. Hello, call. Are you there?
Yes. Sorry.
Hello.
I'm here. I'm here. Very fast before I let you go. Concerning the issue that women lose value over time and men gain value over time. That's why I wrote this thing. The woman, they lose value over time is because woman is, for a lot of women, it's a sense of beauty, sense of youth, sense of this. this is what attracts a lot of men to. So over time, I'm sorry, a person who's 40 years old will never look as good looking as a person of 20. So over time, their value goes down, and we see it also that sometimes a lot of women that are 35, 40 realize that they don't have the same power that they used to have when they were 20. They used to have guys who were buying them drinks, doing whatever they needed to, and then they come to 35, 40, they're like, damn, I'm not getting as much attention to the man that I used to. Compared to men, that the value goes up. Why does it go up? Because men, over time, we get more possession and more stuff that we get. We get a better career, we get better promotion, and that brings a lot of men to have, they already get a house, they already get a car, they already get those things. And for a lot of women, it's a sense of security when they see a man is accomplished already. That's why I'm seeing over time, men's value goes up. Over time, the majority of women, the woman goes down, because you could take a person 38, 39 as a woman, she will never get the same kind of attention that she was when she was 20. Never.
Interesting. Hey, okay, man, you got some very good points here that you got these women wanting to chime in. So thank you so very much. I love it. I love it when you're on my call. You bring so much fire to it. I appreciate that. So my wife wants to chime in. Let her chime in here. Go ahead, babe.
Yeah, just quickly, I respect your opinion, caller, and everything, but that's not an absolute. There's always variables to everything, because I'm in my 40s and I get more compliments now than I did in my 20s. In my 20s, I was insecure or going through different things. And when women get in their 40s, the older women get better with time. When you're 20s, you're just having sex, or you may be in a relationship with someone. You may be in a meaningful relationship with someone. But I beg to differ that a woman in her 40s would never get the attention that a 20-year-old gets. If anything, women, you have younger men out looking for older women because of what they can bring to the table. And they're not worried about these young girls because... And even in what I'm saying, just like I'm telling you what you're saying, I don't believe that that's a cure-all for everything. There are always variables, and it's not the absolute for everything. It's not an absolute. I don't believe it's the absolute in what you're saying, and of course, it's not an absolute in what I'm saying. But I do disagree that women in their 40s could never get what women in their 20s would get, because we have so many friends, and I work with a lot of females, and that is most definitely not the case. From my knowledge and from my experience, I respect your knowledge and your experience, but women, we get better with time. And if anything, men are just catching up if they're in their 40s or 30s and just getting a career, where women, we're always carrying it the whole time. So we're getting experience in the area that a man probably just coming into his own. We're getting experience in areas, and we're already masters in some things, so to say. That's what I would say. So I respect your opinion, though. I just beg to disagree with it.
Very good point. He wants to chime in again. Okay, no problem at all. All right, what you got, Paul?
I'm sorry to say, I'm going to maybe apologize, but I disagree with you completely. I could bring you to any place that has a social... Let's make me an example. I could bring you to any place who has a social place and show a 40-year-old and a 20-year-old. And then, as being honest, you know which one is getting the free drink. You know which one is getting the free trip. You're maybe going to get a lot of men going to approach you, but trust me not. I didn't see no 40-year-old and everything. You could be the best-looking woman 40-year-old. Trust me not, men are attracted to you. What do you think we have publicity every 2 minutes of saying to women who are 40 or 39, you need to do this makeup and that makeup, and you need to lose weight and do that? If it wasn't true, we wouldn't force society to basically say to women, and a lot of women are mad about that, that youth is the way. I'm sorry to say. And second of all, coming back to your young men that you're saying they're approaching us, the reason that a lot of young men are approaching us is because those young men want to approach women that their own age, but the women their own age are getting so many men approaching them that they basically get inflated, so they basically approach you because they get women that are not so inflated. That's the reason you get approached. Don't get it twisted. Go to any man who's honest with you, don't get it twisted.
That, I mean, very, very good point. Thank you very much for sharing. I appreciate that. But let me also add in as well. Man, I love your input. It makes a lot of sense. However, what you have to look at also is the purpose and the reason that you're out, or that you are choosing somebody different in your life. So if you're young and you're not monogamous and you want to share and be with other women, then more likely I gotta agree with you. Yeah, I'm going for a younger chick. That's what I want, and sleep with as many as I can sleep with. However, it depends on what your goal is. If your goal is a relationship, a lasting, maybe a marriage, you look for what you want in that particular area as well. So I don't have a cookie cutting method on it, and I cannot say for sure that it's a 100% right way. And what I want to share with you is that while you have some merit to what you say, it's not 100% right or positive on your area. Yeah.
Excellent, man.
I love it. Listen, I'm here every Tuesday. I need you on the call every Tuesday as well. I need your input. It just brings so much flavor to what we're trying to do. So we stopped at number four this week. We're gonna pick right back up next week at number five, talking about avoidance and even disappointment. Before I get off, I gotta say that ladies, and you're not gonna like this, but I gotta agree with my man here, and that is simply this. The older you get, what you have to look at also, and he's right, that you're getting older. What was perkier at 20 is now sagging. What was plump before is now deflated. So, however, there are some women who were deflated and not perky as a young lady, but the older they got, the finer they became, if you will. So it's a plus on some areas and a minus on the other. So it just all depends. Guys, thank you so very much. I am actually out of time. I appreciate you being on the call with us tonight. I appreciate you joining us. Please, we want to continue to talk. And you know what? I meant to ask my caller, and I think he hung up already, but I meant to ask him, is he monogamous in his relationship? And if so, why? And if not, why not? But we'll talk more about it next week. Guys, thank you so very much for joining me. Please go to my Facebook, like my page. You'll be able to hear some of this again in about 5 minutes. It'll be up on my page as well if you want to listen to it again. We love you. We appreciate you. Tell somebody about what's happening on Truth for Tuesdays. We promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. All right. Take care and have a good evening.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Okay.